The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Hey, it's the weekend. Isn't it nice? Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday, January 29th, 2022, Saturday of the third week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's Liturgical Year C, Cycle 2. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Dallan. Dallan Forgaill lived in the 6th century. He was a kinsman of Saint Edan of Ferns, born in Connaught and a great scholar. Through his application to study, he became blind. He wrote a poem in honor of St. Columba. It was only published after St. Columba's death, and the legend has it that on its publication, Dallan's sight was restored to him. St. Dallan was murdered by pirates and his head thrown into the sea. It was recovered and miraculously reunited to his body. St. Dallan died in 598 A.D., Saint Dallan, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Most holy and adorable Trinity, one God in three persons, I firmly believe that you are here present. I adore you with the most profound humility. I praise you and give you thanks with all my heart for the favors you have bestowed on me. Your goodness has brought me safely to the beginning of this day. Behold, O Lord, I offer you my whole being, and in particular all my thoughts, words, and actions, together with such crosses and contradictions as I may meet with in the course of this day. Give them, O Lord, your blessing. May your divine love animate them, and may they tend to the greater honor and glory of your sovereign majesty. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for all those suffering from religious discrimination and persecution. May their own rights and dignity be recognized, which originate from being brothers and sisters in the human family. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. One evening, the disciples, along with Jesus, decide to cross over to the other side of the sea. And as they're crossing, there was a violent storm, such that the waves were breaking over the boat and water was coming in. And when water enters into a boat, especially if it's a lot of water, that is obviously not good, and you can be in danger of sinking. And Jesus' followers start to panic. The water was very rough. They can't get control of the boat. They can't get the water out fast enough. And they begin to think, we're not going to make it. We're not going to survive. And let's not forget, Jesus is in the boat. And what's he doing? He's sleeping. He's in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They wake him up and ask him a question that clearly reveals the state of panic that they're in. They say, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? What a question to ask Jesus, who loves them so much. Do you not care? And we read in the Gospel of St. Mark, he woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" I don't know if you've ever seen one, but in some houses or business buildings, there can be what's called a panic room, also known as a safe room. It's a fortified room that is installed and built in order to provide a safe shelter or a hiding place in the event of a break-in or a tornado or some other threat. It can even be a standalone building, a small one. And these safe rooms or panic rooms often have communications equipment so as to be able to contact law enforcement. They can also have a monitor for external cameras. They're usually stocked with basic emergency and survival items like packaged food, blankets, flashlights, first aid kit, and many other things. So this safe room or this panic room is meant to protect you. In those moments of panic, you run there and you get that protection, that security that can give you peace of mind. Even in the most difficult situations. Some years ago, a famous musician survived a break-in by hiding in the panic room that had been installed in her very large house. This intruder came in and the alarms went off, and she sprinted for the panic room and locked herself in, where she called the authorities. The intruder escaped before the police arrived, but thankfully, she was safe and sound. In a situation like that, with somebody breaking into the house, we can, at least I can, easily imagine panicking in a situation like that and go running for that special room without hesitation, where I'm certain to have protection and some peace, at least for a while. Well, going back to that scene on the sea in the boat, the disciples panicked. And they did what they should have done. They ran to Jesus, but they didn't do it with much confidence. They do it in a way in which they accuse Jesus of not caring for them. That must have hurt you, Jesus. Because you care about them tremendously. You care about each one of us tremendously. And Jesus, you respond by telling them, "Are you still without faith?" Jesus doesn't have to explain what he was going to do or how things were going to work out. It should be enough that he's there. That should be enough so that we have peace. And Jesus, I know that to be true, but I still have a hard time realizing it. I still panic. Even with things that are not all that important, I can still panic. May our panic room, right, the place we run to, may our panic room be Jesus himself. Maybe you, Lord. We run to you in our prayer, in the sacraments. We run to you in the tabernacle. That's the panic room. That's a safe room. The tabernacle is a room. In fact, it's a fortified room too, actually. And that's where Jesus is truly present. We run to you there, Lord. But even if we can't get to a church, we can't get to a tabernacle, we still run to you with trust. not accusing you of not caring. At least I don't want to do that, Lord. I don't. I trust you. I believe in you. I want to have the faith of Martha. Martha's brother Lazarus had died, and Jesus had not been there. And when Jesus shows up, and it's been days since Lazarus has been buried, Jesus arrives, and she says to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. Her brother has died, and she still trusts Jesus. He let it happen. She doesn't accuse him of not caring. She states a fact that he could have saved him. But she's not accusing him of not caring. You are the Son of God. May we have that reaction with big and small difficulties, with big and small panics. Losing a job, getting criticized by a family member or a friend, experiencing pressures from the world to go against our faith or our values. Jesus, I turn to you without panic. You are my panic room. You are my safe room. Instead of panicking, or when I do panic, I run to you. You are the resurrection and the life. You are the Lord of life and death. You know what's going on, even though I may not. Jesus, please give me that solid faith that Martha clearly has. I may not understand why I'm going through something or why you let it happen, but I do trust you. I do. I want to. I've met people, as you probably have as well, that when they encounter difficulties, as well as joys, they go to the tabernacle where Jesus is present in the Eucharist as soon as they can. And there they take refuge, or there they thank our Lord. And so, the tabernacle, where Jesus is truly present, that is our panic room, our safe room, where we are secure. And that is where we say, yes, Jesus, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app.
I will give you glory. is faithful, kind and gentle, slow to anger, filled with love. Oh, how great is the Lord of all. I lift up your name, praise to my King and God, for you are holy. Oh, I lift up your name, praise to my King and my God on high. Every creature, great and small, will tell the glory of your name and proclaim to all your mighty ways.
Your mighty ways.
I will lift up your name, praise to my King and God, for you are holy. Oh, I will lift up your name, praise to my King and my God on high. I will lift up your name, praise to my King and God, for you are holy. Oh, I will lift up your name, praise to my King and my God on high. I will lift up your name, praise to my King and my God on high.
Leave it to Steve Angrisano to rock Psalm 145. I will lift up your name. 17 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday, January 29th, 2022, Saturday of the third week in Ordinary Time. I'm Paul Sadek. It's time to begin the liturgical day now. As we join with the entire church in prayer, we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful. We join together now in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
O, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Let them say this, the Lord's redeemed, whom he redeemed from the hand of the foe and gathered from far off lands, from east and west, north and south.
Some wandered in the desert, in the wilderness, finding no way to a city they could dwell in. Hungry they were and thirsty. Their soul was fainting within them.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress, and he led them along the right way to reach a city they could dwell in.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. For he satisfies the thirsty soul. He fills the hungry with good things.
Some lay in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and chains, having defied the words of God and spurned the counsels of the Most High. He crushed their spirit with toil. They stumbled. There was no one to help.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them forth from darkness and gloom and broke their chains to pieces.
Let them thank the Lord for his goodness, for the wonders he does for men, for he bursts the gates of bronze and shatters the iron bars.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Some were sick on account of their sins and afflicted on account of their guilt. They had a loathing for every food. They came close to the gates of death.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He sent forth his word to heal them and saved their life from the grave.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Let them offer a sacrifice of thanks and tell of his deeds with rejoicing.
Some sail to the sea in ships to trade on the mighty waters. These men have seen the Lord's deeds, the wonders he does in the deep.
For he spoke. He summoned the gale, raising up the waves of the sea. Tossed up to heaven, then into the deep, their soul melted away in their distress.
They staggered, reeled like drunken men, for all their skill was gone. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress.
He stilled the storm to a whisper. All the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced because of the calm, and he led them to the haven they desired.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, the wonders he does for men. Let them exalt him in the gathering of the people and praise him in the meeting of the elders.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
He changes streams into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into a salty waste, for the wickedness of those who live there.
But he changes desert into streams, thirsty ground into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, and they build a city to dwell in.
They sow fields and plant their vines. These yield crops for the harvest. He blesses them. They grow in numbers. He does not let their herds decrease.
He pours contempt upon princes, makes them wander in trackless wastes. They diminish, are reduced to nothing by oppression, evil, and sorrow.
But he raises the needy from distress, makes families numerous as a flock. The upright see it and rejoice, but all who do wrong are silenced.
Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the love of the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You fill the hungry with good things, Lord God, and break the sinner's chains. Hear your people who call to you in their need and lead your church from the shadows of death. Gather us from sunrise to sunset, that we may grow together in faith and love and give lasting thanks for your kindness.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
Your truth, O God, is high as the clouds.
Lord, your goodness is deep as the ocean.
From the Book of Deuteronomy. The Lord said to Moses, "Go up on Mount Nebo, here in the Abarim Mountains. It is in the land of Moab facing Jericho, and view the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites as their possession. Then you shall die on the mountain you have climbed, and shall be taken to your people, just as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor, and there was taken to his people, because both of you broke faith with me among the Israelites at the waters of Meribath Kadesh in the desert of Zin, by failing to manifest my sanctity among the Israelites. You may indeed view the land at a distance, but you shall not enter that land which I am giving to the Israelites." Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, the headland of Pisgah which faces Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead and as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb, the circuit of the Jordan with the lowlands at Jericho, city of palms, and as far as Zoar. The Lord then said to him, "This is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I would give to their descendants. I have let you feast your eyes upon it, but you shall not cross over. So there, in the land of Moab, Moses, the servant of the Lord, died as the Lord had said, and he was buried in the ravine opposite Beth-Peor in the land of Moab, but to this day no one knows the place of his burial. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were undimmed and his vigor unabated. For 30 days the Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab, till they had completed the period of grief and mourning for Moses. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, since Moses had laid his hands upon him, and so the Israelites gave him their obedience, thus carrying out the Lord's command to Moses. Since then, no prophet has arisen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. He had no equal in all the signs and wonders the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants and against all his land, and for the might and the terrifying power that Moses exhibited in the sight of all Israel.
Full of grace, full of truth, the Word lived among us, and from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law was given through Moses,
but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
Moses commanded the observance of the law as the heritage of the assemblies of Jacob,
but by grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
A reading from the Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World of the Second Vatican Council. In the face of death, the enigma of human existence reaches its climax. Man is not only the victim of pain and the progressive deterioration of his body, he is also, and more deeply, tormented by the fear of final extinction. But the instinctive judgment of his heart is right when he shrinks from and rejects the idea of a total collapse and definitive end of his own person. He carries within him the seed of eternity, which cannot be reduced to matter alone, and so he rebels against death. All efforts of technology, however useful they may be, cannot calm his anxieties. The biological extension of his lifespan cannot satisfy the desire inescapably present in his heart for a life beyond this life. Imagination is completely helpless when confronted with death. Yet the Church, instructed by divine revelation, affirms that man has been created by God for a destiny of happiness beyond the reach of earthly trials. Moreover, the Christian faith teaches that bodily death, to which man would not have been subject if he had not sinned, will be conquered. The Almighty and Merciful Savior will restore man to the wholeness that he had lost through his own fault. God has called man, and still calls him, to be united in his whole being in perpetual communion with himself, in the immortality of the divine life. This victory has been gained for us by the risen Christ, who by his own death has freed man from death. Faith, presented with solid arguments, offers every thinking person the answer to his questionings concerning his future destiny. At the same time, it enables him to be one in Christ with his loved ones who have been taken from him by death, and gives him hope that they have entered into true life with God. Certainly, the Christian is faced with the necessity and the duty of fighting against evil through many trials, and of undergoing death. But by entering into the Paschal mystery and being made like Christ in death, he will look forward, strong in hope, to the resurrection. This is true not only of Christians, but also of all men of goodwill, in whose heart grace is invisibly at work. Since Christ died for all men, and the ultimate vocation of man is in fact one, that is a divine vocation, we must hold that the Holy Spirit offers to all the possibility of being united with this Paschal mystery in a way known only to God. Such is the great mystery of man, enlightening believers through the Christian revelation. Through Christ and in Christ, light is thrown on the enigma of pain and death, which overwhelms us without his gospel to teach us. Christ has risen, destroying death by his own death. He has given us the free gift of life, so that as sons in the Son, we may cry out in the Spirit, saying, Abba, Father.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear?
The Lord is the refuge of my life. Of whom should I be afraid?
Even if I walk in the dark valley, I shall fear no evil, for you are there beside me.
The Lord is the refuge of my life. Of whom should I be afraid?
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son we may abound in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
It's 24 minutes before the hour on Saturday, January 29th, 2022, Saturday of the third week in Ordinary Time. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Well, if only you will shelter me. led me home. Within your house I'll find my peace, trusting that in your mercy you have sheltered me.
A fairly recent composition by Father Michael Jonkis, loosely based on Psalm 23 and written in observance of our reliance on God in these times of pandemic, Shelter Me. That is done by Spiritu, a group you'll find at Nativity of Our Lord Parish in St. Paul, Minnesota. It's 18 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Jesus and the disciples are in a boat when a storm crops up. The disciples are terrified. Jesus is asleep. It's from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
On that day, when evening had come, he said to them,
"Let us go across to the other side."
And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. They woke him.
"Teacher, do you not care if we perish?"
And he awoke and rebuked the wind.
"Peace, be still."
And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
"Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?"
They were filled with awe.
"Who then is this that even wind and sea obey him?"
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings can be found on the Relevant Radio app.
Maria.
That is Simonetta. On this Saturday, Mary's Day of the Week, that's our little musical tribute to our Blessed Mother, Gounod's Ave Maria, at 13 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday, January 29th, 2022, Saturday of the third week in Ordinary Time. I'm Paul Sadek, and it's time to pray. We are led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful. We join together now with the whole church in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The dawn is sprinkling in the east. Its golden shower as day flows in. First mount the pointed shafts of light. Farewell to darkness and to sin. Midnight phantoms all, away despondence and despair. Whatever guilt the night has brought, now let it vanish into air. So that last morning dread and great, which we with trembling hope for us shall glow, who chant the song we sang below. All laud to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, all glory as is ever meet, to God the Holy
Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true.
Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true.
I call with all my heart. Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you. Save me, and I will do your will.
I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise.
In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law.
But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins and its brightness illumine our hearts. Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. Wisdom of God be with me, always at work in me. Wisdom of God be with me, always at work in me.
God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, you who have made all things by your word, and in your wisdom have established man to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart.
Give me wisdom, the attendant at your throne, and reject me not from among your children, for I am your servant, the son of your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws.
Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, if wisdom who comes from you be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem.
Now with you is wisdom, who knows your works and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes and what is conformable with your commands.
Send her forth from your holy heavens, and from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is your pleasure.
For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me discreetly in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me.
The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever.
The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever.
Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples.
Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever.
The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever.
A reading from the letter to the Philippians. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourself innocent and straightforward, children of God beyond reproach, in the midst of a twisted and depraved generation, among whom you shine like the stars in the sky. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge.
I cry to you, O Lord.
For you are my refuge. You are all I desire in the land of the living.
For you are my refuge.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
I cry to you, O Lord. For you are my refuge.
Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
With confidence, let us pray to the Father, who willed that the Virgin Mary should surpass all creatures in heaven and earth. Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayers.
Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayers.
We are grateful to you, Father of Mercy, for you gave us Mary to be our mother and our model.
Through her intercession, cleanse our hearts.
Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayer.
You inspired Mary to be attentive to your word and faithful in your service.
Through her intercession, give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayer.
You strengthened Mary at the foot of the cross and filled her with joy at the resurrection of your Son.
Through her intercession, relieve our distress and strengthen our hope.
Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayer.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God our Father, fountain and source of our salvation, may we proclaim your glory every day of our lives, that we may sing your praise forever in heaven. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, get all of your chores done today and get ready for a day of rest tomorrow. Morning Air, the Saturday edition, is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make it a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.